The Miraya Morning Motivation, your first stop of the day for inspiring thoughts and powerful conversations at 6:30 a.m. every weekday with Taurai. Tune in for the Miraya Morning Motivation, Monday to Friday, where all is well.
Good morning, and welcome to Miraya Morning Motivation. This is Taurai. I've said it before that the name Taurai is an affirmative for talk or speak. But on the basis that there is a YI at the end, the YI part in my language, it implies plural and is thus used as a euphemism. When you speak to somebody you respect, you say Taurai. But when you speak to someone who is your peer, your age mate, your friend, your buddy, you just say Taura. That is giving them an instruction or a go-ahead to speak. But when you want something, someone senior to speak, you say Taurai. Hence, my presence speaking to you today. Because I have an assignment to speak. But the words that I want to speak to you today have a lot to do with you making a self-initiative as an individual. With you seeking to inspire your colleagues, family, friends, relatives, compatriots, whomsoever you come across towards the establishment of the peace that you desire to live in, towards an establishment of the goodness and the successes that which you desire. Imagine this situation, where one of our neighboring countries has a leader who claims that even a lady, a female person, can walk at any hour of the night, be it it is in the city or it is in the village, and be not afraid that they will be attacked by villains. Where you can, at 11 p.m., spontaneously miss a cone of ice cream, and you get out of your house and you walk down all the way to the shops and you're able to get a cone of ice cream and enjoy it all the way back home without having to look over your shoulder as to whether or not there may be someone who is trying to encroach onto you and victimize you. That type of a situation, that type of a dream and of a hope. Where our given environments can inspire and can promote the growth that which fellow humans need to give one to another, even as we cooperatively rise together to reach the levels of social integration that would cause a smile on the face of each and the other. Where you look at your fellow compatriots without suspicion. Where you look at your neighbor without cause to wish them badly. But rather you look at them as a colleague and one who you would co-partake with in the beauties and the successes of this environment which you and I would have built for ourselves. Building this not only for ourselves, but ourselves even in futuristic tenses. As I have said before, borrowing from the former American President Obama, who said that we have a mandate and an obligation that we who live today are living a life of which we have borrowed from the future generations the responsibility, the mandate, and the task to build the present in order for it to become the platform upon which the success of the generations to come would be built. This is what I wish you and I could look to, pursue, seek to achieve, and work towards. But are we going to get it? If maybe because of situations and circumstances that have happened in the past, you and I have given up, you and I have lost hope, we will not get it. It is only when we take on a positive initiative and a positive outlook to life and step out in hope that we can do it. The currency of attaining what the future can give us, even if we do not have a sign of that future today, the currency that which we need to trade is the currency of hope. Hope can become the currency with which we can buy an aspiration and a potential for the success and the future which you and I can build for ourselves and the generations to come. Do you have hope in your situation, or you have become hopeless? I encourage you to build hope. Hope will sustain you through. Where I come from, we use a term which also the Southern Africans use, which term says itemba kalibulali. Itemba is hope. So when we say itemba kalibulali, we are saying hope does not kill. Hope does not kill. Meaning that when we sustain ourselves with hope, we sustain dreams which lie within. We sustain persuasions and convictions, aspirations and desires. We keep them alive. We keep them oiled. We keep them fueled. We keep them having an impetus to proceed forth and to go on in order that we may attain to the future. Hope does not kill. With hope, there is no despair. Hope, no matter the circumstances being showing a sign of a delay, as long as we continue with hope, we will not give up, because the delay of our hope does not necessarily imply the impossibility which would cause us to have despair. May I encourage somebody today, let hope sustain you. Let hope sustain the aspirations of the future that you have for yourself, your situation, and your circumstances. Because in all situations and circumstances, no matter how they look like, no matter what they are, remember, it is well. I wish you a great day and a hopeful future. Thank you. Full surrender. All that I
This is all I